Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin, do not forget this.
Okay.
Our Rangers caravan has been moved. It's been moved to Monday because...
Caravans move snow. All the time. That's why they're called caravans.
Yeah,
it's caravan. Makes sense. That's why it's
you
a winter
caravan.
You care
about caravan. The van you're in and you start moving around to different places.
Mike, you weren't here Monday because...
That's how you break down the word.
You were still in Mexico, I do believe. Yeah. And
off the Gulf of America.
I said, Kevin, you know what's happening Thursday? And he goes, snow. And I was like, well, Rangers caravan. And whoops. Kevin was right. Kevin was right, dude. You predicted the snow.
I feel like I just went off of what the weather people
said.
So
now, so now you're listening to weathermen. All right. So now, though, it is being moved to Monday. It'll
what
still be in the showroom.
What a sexist answer by Corey, huh? Doesn't
weathermen.
Include women.
Weather people.
Weather persons. We will now be on Monday. Looking forward to that. And Marcus Semien rocking that thing. And we're going to see some Cody Bradford, too. Get some autographs
Whataburger.
There. Whataburger, too, baby. Looking forward to it. But now it's time for Mike Bacsik and Baseball Nuggets.
Okay. So the big news... last night, or if you woke up to it this morning, which I did, is Justin Verlander is leaving the Houston Astros and signing a one-year, $15 million deal with the San Francisco Giants.
That's a lot of money.
I am shocked at how much money he got. He had a 5.48 ERA last year. I believe he's turning 41 this year, if I have his age right.
Yikes.
One, I get his name. Yesterday, when we were doing the All-Century team, he edged out Clayton Kershaw.
His body of work is amazing.
Pitcher. He's a for sure Hall of Famer. He's a three-time Cy Young winner. He's an MVP. He's all of these unbelievably great things in his career. But he wasn't good last year for Houston. So I asked this question to you guys, as I ask now baseball questions. Does this help the Houston Astros? Does it hurt the Houston Astros? What do you think this does to kind of their staff not having Justin Verlander there?
I don't think it hurts. Is that an acceptable answer? Yeah. I don't know if it helps, but I don't think it hurts.
Your answer is your answer.
Fair. But does my answer make sense, I guess, is the more...
Yeah, because I don't have an answer. I'm trying to think this over on, well, you do lose a guy, and this is what I don't know. How much of a leader was he with Houston?
Yeah, was he Evaldi?
Yeah, was he? Yeah, how much was he helping a guy like Hunter Brown, who is now a long shot is a decent term, but he has a chance to be the Cy Young winner. Hunter Brown started becoming great throughout the season as he got off to a really bad start, but I don't know, was that Hunter? Obviously, yes, it was Hunter Brown, but did Verlander have a 10%, a 20% help factor there? And now that he's not there, not that Hunter Brown would go back to who he was, but you just don't know when you lose veterans like this. Yes, you're losing the player, and yes, he wasn't good last year, but does that hurt them in their clubhouse? Because it looks like, as he hasn't signed yet, Alex Bregman looks like he's leaving, and he's kind of a big leader. I do know he is a big leader on that team. So if they're losing a lot of these veteran guys, and yes, they're getting some guys back that are good players, don't get me wrong, but they are really changing the dynamic of their clubhouse and the leadership of it and everything. And I'm happy about it because I don't want Houston to be good.
No, the snow did not get moved to Monday is what I want to point out.
Caravan.
The caravan got moved. And I don't think there is a cutoff for people. I think they're going to be autographing from 6:30 to 7 is what I understand. I think I want to say both. I think it helps an aspect of now it's time to move on. It's time to rebuild this thing into a new image and have new leaders step into these roles. But in that meantime, it is going to hurt because maybe they're not there yet. And maybe it's going to be a year or two before they find their way onto this roster.
Yeah.
So I think it's both in that it helps as it gives that opportunity. But are you prepared for the window that they need to get to that?
Yeah. Now, I want to make this clear. I'm, one, not a Houston Astros fan, but I'm not as big of a Houston Astros hater as I think a lot of Ranger fans are, right?
Me.
Kevin raises his hand. I'm sure Corey would raise his hand on this. But if you're a Houston Astros fan, you do have to go, okay, this is now an unknown. I get you still have Yordan Alvarez. You still have Jose Altuve. Hunter Brown had a very good year. You have Hader, who after getting off to a horrible start, had a good year after that horrible start. And you guys won way more games than the Texas Rangers. But man, the amount of changes you're making right now, and if they will help or hurt, it's an unknown, and they don't have help coming from the minor leagues. Now, somebody can surprise you, but it's not a good minor league system, so you're not going to get help.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At least people don't think you're going to get help from a younger generation of Astros that obviously from about 2013 through 2017, and maybe I can even go to 2020, you just kept having these guys step up in these just valuable, great roles, and they don't have Yordan Alvarez. They don't have Alex Bregman. They don't have...
How quick does that change in the minor league systems? Like, is it... The Rangers don't feel like we turn it around real fast, but over a couple of years, it feels like it did change, and then it depleted.
Gosh, remember how pathetic Houston was when it was 2000? Like, they get added to the American League and how pathetic they were, and they were trying to lose?
You kept hearing, though, they're on the way.
Right.
And then as soon as they're there, now your minor league system's gone. How fast can you get that? I don't know. I don't. The Dodgers seem to always have it.
Right, the Dodgers always seem to have the Braves a lot of times seem to. And so that's always the hope is just because you're picking, let's say, somewhere between 25 and 30 a lot of times because you're in the playoffs or you're in the World Series doesn't mean you have to have a bad farm system. And you usually are trading at the All-Star break or trade deadline to add to your team, which means you're losing some prospects. But if you're really good at developing, one, you have to be good at recognizing amateur talent. And then two, you have to develop amateur talent to a higher level than most other organizations are. And that's why the Dodgers, you had them number one.
Yeah.
Or I guess Will Chambers did. They were number, was it you or Will Chambers?
I think it's Will.
Yeah, who had them number one in all of sports as best organizations from, you know, front office perspective. And that was an interesting article, by the way. But I just look at the Houston Astros. I look at the Texas Rangers. And I like the Rangers team on paper more than I like the Houston Astros. That being said, the one thing I'm still scared to death of, and it goes back to yesterday's conversation at Mike Likes It, this bullpen better get a closer. And I know what the Rangers kind of said yesterday at the press conference with Chris Martin,
which I didn't love.
They are going to, my opinion, they are going to regret not getting a closer if this is their bullpen. I'm not saying it's a bad bullpen, but the last three outs are way different. And Chris Young knows this as good as anybody in baseball. The fifth, the sixth, the seventh, and even the eighth inning are very different three outs than the last three outs of a game. And those last three outs, when you don't get them and you lose the game as the pitcher and you have to do it again the next day in a one-run game in the ninth inning, you better have the cojones to go out there and throw premium stuff and forget about the night before. And look, nothing against Jose Leclerc. He really struggled with that aspect of being a closer. And he's not the only person in the history of baseball. There's zillions upon zillions. That's why there's so few great closers for a long period of time, because the mental part of it is probably more important than the physical part of it. And right now, I do not believe, I love the Rangers, but I do not believe that anybody in that bullpen has the mental part of the game to be a closer and close 30 to hopefully 40 games next year to get you to the 90 wins you need to make the playoffs. So what I hope is the Rangers, what they said was they're not really looking to add a closer. I hope that they were just somewhat playing coy, that they're in negotiations with Kirby Yates or somebody else that they're trying to trade, that they are not serious about going into this season without adding a real closer who can mentally handle that. Because that would scare me to death if they go into this season with this being their bullpen and you ask, maybe it's Teoto, maybe it's Jack Leiter. I don't, you know, like, I like their stuff. Don't get me wrong. I get Jack Leiter has not had a successful start to his career. He's had successful moments, but not a successful start to his career. I like his stuff. I think he can strike out guys. If you're asking a dude who's never pitched in the major leagues in Teoto, who walks a guy per inning, to then be your closer this year, that's a lot to ask. And I don't understand why they said that yesterday, but I understand that they also don't want to put all their cards on the table.
Yeah, we got to get Yates.
Sorry, yeah, somebody just... This is a long segment if we want to do this, but somebody just said, the problem is, why would Kirby Yates sign back here? If you're his age, wouldn't you rather pick a spot where you have a better chance to be a closer for a contender?
I think the perception around the league, and maybe we'll dive into this more tomorrow, is that the Rangers are a contender.
Yeah.
I know this season was terrible. I think that is the perception.
Yeah, I don't think that's being a homer.